those critters, to think about them evolutionarily in terms of the fact that they've been around for so long in these systems that are fairly stable, fairly benign, and even though they're nutrient limited, with the natural flows and flushing in of nutrients and so forth and coming in from the terrestrial systems with the cave crickets, it's been a fairly stable ecosystem until we've gotten involved. So another type of cycle that unfortunately we've been involved with is the pollution cycle. And as we've learned our mistakes, and we hopefully will learn from them by looking back at our history, we'll realize that that we've come really close to the brink. And maybe we don't know how close we were, because these organisms are so limited to begin with in number. It's possible that we've had some impacts on some things that we don't realize, but the important thing is that people don't let that stop them from making a difference and from moving now in the right direction, which is exactly what's been happening in Hidden River Cave. So I really want to make the point that even though there are consequences to our past behaviors, there are certainly lights at the end of the tunnel, or as we look out of the cave, maybe lights at the end of the cave, in terms of learning from our mistakes and turning things around and changing the behavior of people, changing the attitude of people towards things that are might be out of sight sometimes, but certainly shouldn't be out of our minds.